from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, Lee, how there have been, for many, many decades, iconic, historic Olympic moments. Mary Lou Retton winning the gold, Nadia Comaneci, that we all remember. Michael Phelps shattering swimming records, all of that. We're about to have one of those, okay? I'm going to do the news before it's the news. And I want people to pay attention closely because they may not realize what's happened this week with the Olympics, with everything going on, but it's very important, okay? And I'm going to give you the background on it. And it's kind of shocking, actually. Okay, those two male boxers that are fighting as women, Lin Yuting of Taiwan and Imani Khalif of Algeria, came into the Olympics. First got a lot of attention for Imani Khalif when he broke a woman's nose. She fell to her knees after 46 seconds and couldn't fight on, even though she had pledged to her dad that she would win the gold. She was smashed in the face, had never been hit that hard, and went down in tears on her knees, right? That's when you knew something was wrong. Well, here's the thing. The International Olympic Committee has tried to create great confusion around these two fighters. Says they were tested, they're eligible to fight, but would not say what test it was. We know it was not a gender test because they confirmed that, but what test was taken? So Imani Khalif then gave an interview which made big news saying, hey, I'm a victim, people are bigoted, leave me alone, you're hurting my feelings, I wanna fight as a woman. He was asked during that that press conference that he gave, you know, okay, but what test did you take? Could you tell us that? He wouldn't. Now we know why. And a lot of people have missed this week and everything going on in this country. It's just so crazy. Well, it turns out that the International Boxing Association, which is the organization that governs world boxing, the organization that would not let Lin Yuting and Imani Khalif fight, did a press conference on Monday. Okay. The way it was covered in America was that it was very much spun. And what they did is they came out and they said, okay, we'll tell you what tests we did and why we wouldn't let them fight in the world championships. They did blood gender tests. Okay. This had never been revealed before. They did blood gender tests. Okay. You can only be an XX or an XY. There is nothing else. XX is a woman, XY is a man. Both tested XY. Both were retested. Same results. Amani Khalif refused to sign the document, you know, acknowledging that he had been tested and these were the results. But Lin Yuting did sign, acknowledging he is biologically male. And so the International Boxing Association had those documents. Look, he signed. He's biologically male. He tested XY twice. So did Amani Khalif. So they held that press conference in protest of these two being allowed to fight. Now, why am I bringing this back up? People may not realize this. Both of them are about to fight gold round fights for the gold, Lee. At this point, both are guaranteed in women's boxing, even though both are biologically provably male, to win either the gold or the silver. Now, you're wondering, International Olympic Committee has said a bunch of blah, blah, blah about how it's all tested and it's all bar rules and it's all safe and it's all good and it's all right. What are the rules? To determine gender, the International Olympic Committee goes by whatever is listed on a fighter's passport.
That seems like a pretty low bar, doesn't it?
Aside from not testing for sex, Adams said that, this is the spokesperson for the International Olympic Committee, is this guy, Mark Adams. Mark Adams said that having testosterone levels really doesn't matter either. Many women can have testosterone, which will be called male levels, and still be women and still compete as women. No, they can't. Not without doping. No, they can't. The idea that you do one test for testosterone and that sorts everything out, not the case, I'm afraid. So when he said that, the International Boxing Association came out and said, look, we did the gender test. These are men. Now, Amani Khalif, there's been some rumor around him that, well, he was born with some sort of intersex, chromosomal disorder. That is a rumor. It's never been proven. No evidence medically of that has ever been presented. And it doesn't matter because bottom line, this person took a test two times and they are XY. So you have two men about to beat up women for a gold in the Olympics. And we already know the outcome is either going to be a silver or a gold medal for both these. I'm going with gold for both of them because they're men and women are going to have to fight them. Now, a lot of people missed this week, Lee, because there was this huge press conference on Monday with the International Boxing Association saying this is wrong. This is dangerous. And the media immediately attacked Dr. Ioannis Philippatos, the chair of the International Boxing Association Medical Committee. And he says, why do you attack me? Why do you attack me? I tried to say that the medical result, the blood result says, the laboratory says, this boxer is male. But the International Olympic Committee's tried to muddy the waters, Lee. So we are about to watch something that we have never seen before. And that is two men on identifiable, verifiable men, one of whom, again, has signed, yes, I am male. I acknowledge, yep, I am. I acknowledge that's what the test says. Walk away with either the silver or the gold. Despite protest by the International Boxing Association President Umar Kremlev, who went after the International Olympic Committee earlier this week for letting boxers to compete with women when they are male. He says the International Olympic Committee is killing women's boxing and only eligible athletes should be in the ring to compete. Lee.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. The International, Olympic Committee no longer recognizes the International Boxing, the IBA folks, for some reason. And also saw that there were claims that this was a Russian disinformation campaign to instill division within the U.S. politically.
You mean embarrass Democrats because they support this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adams has made clear, this is the spokesperson for the Olympic Committee, that the gender blood tests, even if the International Boxing Association is right about them, don't matter to the International Olympic Committee.
Right.
There was, listen to this, no consideration of whether they were correct or not correct because they had no bearing for the eligibility of boxing here. And they were correct. Again, one of the two. And what they've tried to do is sort of shift this off to, well, this Imani Khalif might be born intersex. Okay, well, here the other person, and that doesn't matter to me, but and it doesn't matter for the standards. You are either genetically male or you're genetically female. Lin Yuting isn't even claiming to be intersex. He acknowledges he's male and he's fighting for the gold. That's what's so incredible. He signed it. And the left knows what this means. If they can distract with some weird rumors about Imani Khalif, they can get Lin Yuting through, and they have the precedent. A biologically male fighter who took two gender blood tests, confirmed as male, and signed on the dotted line with the International Boxing Association, yes, I am male. Yes, this test was legitimate. Yes, those are my results. A verifiable male will be given the gold or the silver. And that is precedently. That's what they need. That's what they want. That is precedent. It's the best kind of precedent if you want to destroy women's sports for fun, which they do.
Which does seem to be the goal.
So when you watch this over the weekend, when you're hearing about this, you are about to watch a man, and I'm betting they'll both win gold. I mean, they're fighting women, they're men. This is going to be world history right here, and the left is going to use this again as predicate for, well, hey, see, that's the Olympic standard. We should follow the Olympic standard, which is no standard. And by the way, this is exactly what the Biden administration is attempting to do by fiat, by signature in our schools. You're going to see this up in North Carolina. Again, there is going to be shock. You're going to be doing the stories, Lee. Because North Carolina has a Democrat governor and Democrat attorney general. That's why we just had Dan Bishop on. And those girls, when they come back to school, they're going to find boys in their bathrooms. They are going to be forced to use the preferred pronouns, as will the teachers and administrators. Those who do not use the speech code of preferred pronouns must be punished, or the school could lose federal funding. It is a speech code. And as Dan Bishop was saying, there will be girls going to college this fall. They will pull up to UNC Chapel Hill, go to move into their dorm room, and find out they're living with a dude. They weren't told. They have to use the proper pronouns for their new dorm roommate, or the school can lose federal funding. I mean, shock is going to, I'm telling you, these parents have no idea what's coming. It's a purple state, basically. I mean, they've got a Republican legislature. These parents are about to be shocked by what's about to happen to them, because that's about to be implemented in North Carolina. It's not in South Carolina for now, because our attorney general fought it. For now. I hope we win at the Supreme Court. But this is what's coming. You are watching in this Olympics the end of women's sports. The end of it. So, I mean, look, if I was a woman and I were fighting in the gold round, I wouldn't be a human prop. I wouldn't do it. I just refuse to fight. I'll fight a woman. You send me any woman, I'll fight her. But I'm not fighting a man. I'm not fighting a man. And by the way, to these liberals online who are saying this is so unfair, it's not fair. You know, what do you want? You don't want them to be allowed to fight. They were raised as girls. Nobody's saying they can't fight, Lee. They can fight men all day long, all they want.
Yep.
Nobody said they can't. They said you can't fight women. The International Boxing Association said you can't fight women. And that's not what they want to hear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
During the very brief statement by Her Highness Kamala Harris yesterday, she explained the problem in this country. There is a perversion pervading this country. Oh, I'd say so. Probably not the kind she's talking about, though.
And, you know, there's some perversion that's happened in our country in the last several years, where there's a suggestion that somehow strength is about making people feel small, making people feel alone.
You mean like putting Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list the day after she criticizes you on Fox News? You mean like that? So that there are men with dogs waiting for her at every turnstile of the airport? You mean like that? Because that happened this week. We learned about it anyway, thanks to whistleblowers. Anyway, she says the way to fix this perversion, whatever it is our strength. And our strength, she says, is the collective.
We believe in the collective. Yes. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, trying to separate us.
Wait a minute. Where did that term the collective come from? Anybody know? It had never been used that way before until Marx wrote his book. It's a guide to how to implement communism. That's why they call it Marxism, communism. It's interchangeable. If you go on Google and you put in the term collective, do you know what comes up? What is Marxism? Let me read you the definition you'll find on Google. The definition of Marxism: private ownership of the means of production. So all businesses owned privately. It's communism. Private ownership of the means of production would be replaced by the collective. What is the collective? Collective ownership. Collective ownership would come first under socialism and then under communism. It's just the first thing that comes up. The collective. Who coined the term? The collective. It was Marx. Now listen again to Kamala Harris.
We believe in the collective. Yes. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, trying to separate us, trying to pull us apart. Yes. That's not where the strength lies.
In the collective, not new ideas. They come straight from Marx. Here, we'll let Tim Walz explain it another way.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing,
Don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
Now, in case you want details on this collective, which is Marxism, take it up with Google, that Kamala Harris intends to roll out. She explained it when she explained the difference between equity and equality. Now, you could play this clip for like an eighth grade political science class if you're teaching the difference between, say, capitalism and communism. This would be a great clip to play. And in it, she explains that everyone has to end up in the same place in life. We may not begin in the same place, so some are going to need more from the government, but we are all going to end up in the same place. Nobody is allowed to end up ahead of anybody else. That is classic collective Marxism.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place, and since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
Okay, if the government can mandate everyone ends up in the same place, that means they control every single aspect of your life. Every last one. And we all end up in the same place. What does she mean? Same income level, same lifestyle. No matter what we do, no escape. Marx called that the collective. The collective would take over means of production, and everybody would have the same thing.
We believe in the collective. Yes. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, yes, trying to separate us, yes, trying to pull us apart. Yes. That's not where the strength lies.
Yeah. So she's even used, this is incredible. She's even using Marxist terms. She's telling, but this is why she can't do an interview. They gave her 90 seconds and she wandered off into the collective. And by the way, what is with this new black accent? As if she was raised in the deep south or something. You want to know how she talks when she's not in front of black people? This is her on the RuPaul Drag Race show. It's like a drag show, drag queen show. Take a listen.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.gov. Now on with the show.
Okay, so that's without the fake accent. This is with the fake accent, talking about how we're all going to be part of Marx's collective. He coined that term.
We believe in the collective. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, yes, trying to separate us, yes, trying to pull us apart. Yes. That's not where the strength lies.
So that's Black Kamala. Again, she was raised in Canada, which is why her real accent over the nearly 4 years we've known her as vice president actually sounds more like this.
We are all in this together. And your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.gov.
Uh-huh. That's Indian Kamala, the woman who ran for the Senate in California as the first Indian American woman who would be elected to the Senate and identified herself that way. So just a little bit of transition there. Thought it was interesting. New audio released by the Wall Street Journal and Fox News from the officers' body cams right after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And they are mad. Boy, are they angry. And here's what they say. How is there no one on the roof? I told, this is one of these officers, local Butler Township officer in the audio captured. I talked to the Secret Service guys. He says, I talked to them on Tuesday. They're like, yeah, no problem. We're going to post guys over here. I blanking told them they needed to post guys over here. I told them that blanking Tuesday, he said, talking about the roof. And they didn't. And he's shocked. And he's not just shocked, as he should be. He's angry. And when you look at the security lapses, as we have this week, I did a Battleground America podcast on it 2 days ago. They are shocking. You can only at some point come to the conclusion that this is not incompetence. This was done deliberately, the unsecuring and insecuring of the rally. But then we learn this. Here, I'm going to play this audio first, because this is the famous, now famous audio of this cop saying, look, I told the Secret Service, I told them on Tuesdays to secure the roof. They agreed they would.
I f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the Secret Service, I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
They didn't. Not only did they not post the guys, they didn't send the advance team that is always sent. The advance team responsible for what? Identifying the very thing he's talking about, places from which a sniper could shoot. The team also is responsible for drawing the perimeter. So what did they do? They drew the most deadly point outside the perimeter and walked away. And everything went down after that. But folks, stuff just got a lot more shocking. If you listen to my Battleground America podcast, and you should, you know the one I did alarmed back in April. Because I speak fluent FBI, and I know when something's wrong. And in April, the FBI put out a press release and did interviews. They badly, badly, badly wanted you to know that an Iranian assassin had arrived and would try to kill Trump and his inner circle. Okay, why would you tell the public that? Why would you tell the public, hey, we're trying to find him, you know, this Iranian assassin who's gonna kill Trump. Hello, us over here. We're the FBI looking for the Iranian assassin. Hope we find him. Everybody pay attention. Trump might die. That was April. And boy, that got my spidey sense going. Did a whole podcast on it. I said, watch this. Watch this. Now, this is broken overnight. Leaked documents you and I are not supposed to be able to see, but John Solomon got a hold of them. Former reporter with thehill.com. He has his own website now. This assassin that we were told in the beginning of the week, the FBI had caught and arrested, right? And then things got weird. He's a Pakistani who was believed to be sent to assassinate Trump by Iran. Okay, well, you start reading the news report and you realize something strange. Oh, wait, he wasn't arrested on Monday or Tuesday when the news broke. He was arrested July 12th. They've had him this whole time and they didn't say? Wait, what's the significance of July 12th? July 12th is the day before the Butler rally. What are the odds? Well, this whole thing got a lot weirder because John Solomon got a hold of internal documents, the reporter. How did Asif Raza Merchant get to America to assassinate Trump? Oh, this is scandalous. What, he go over the open border? Oh, no, 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 no. No, this is worse. He came here on a visa approved by the FBI. Wait a minute. The guy they arrested a month ago but didn't tell us about, the guy here, the assassin to kill Trump, was here on a visa approved by the FBI in a rarely used category called significant public benefit? It gets worse. He was on the terror watch list when the FBI approved the visa for him to come here. And what did they do? Well, according to the documents, they let him go. Even though he had just come from Iran. Subject was polite and cooperative throughout the encounter, the FBI interview memo reads. Yes, they actually interviewed him when he got here before turning him loose to travel wherever he wanted in the United States of America. You're not supposed to know this, folks. These are leaked documents. John Solomon writes, the memos add a new twist to the assassination plot that was uncovered before Trump was shot by 20-year-old American in Butler, and adds, oh, by the way, our intelligence agencies say this Iranian assassination plot is not connected. So let me get this straight. The FBI tells me in July a guy's here to assassinate Trump and they're looking for him. The FBI tells me in April that a guy's here to assassinate Trump and they're looking for him. Now I learn he's here because in April they approved his visa to come and turned him loose, despite the fact that he's on the terror watch list and had just come from Iran. You couldn't make this up. This is like an episode of 24. The FBI declined to comment about the documents obtained by John Solomon at Just the News. It gets weirder. The immigration records from the arrival of the Trump assassin in Houston on April 13 clearly stated in bright red that he was flagged by the Department of Homeland Security database with the identifier watch list and denoted as a lookout qualified person of interest. And then they just turn him loose, free to travel to desired destination. Now, agents who gave these documents to John Solomon compared it to Fast and Furious, where federal agents gave the Mexican cartels, illegally, by the way, the guns so they could watch where they went. Where did they go? To the cartels, who used them to kill a border agent. They make any arrests because of it? Nah. Folks, here's a question for you. Why would the FBI put it on blast in April that they are looking for an assassin who's here to kill Trump when they knew all that time where he was? Because they had him in custody because they brought him here on a visa and then they let him go. Why would you do that? That's why I did the Battleground America podcast on. I knew something was up. Why does the FBI want me to know this? Normally, you wouldn't tell anyone you were looking for him. You wouldn't let him know you knew he was here. Folks, this one's going to get weird. This one's going to get really, really weird. So we're supposed to believe they gave him a visa so he could come here, so they could watch him, and then they turn him loose. Again, when did he try to leave the country? July 12th. When was the Butler rally? July 13th. What was he here to do? He wasn't going to personally assassinate Trump. He was trying to hire somebody to assassinate Trump. Was that Thomas Crooks? Legit question. I mean, all the FBI does is lie. So you cannot believe anything they say. What is going on here? Her Royal Highness, because that's what we're going to call Kamala Harris now. Her Royal Highness deigned to lower herself to speak to her subjects yesterday for 90 seconds. Not a full 2 minutes, that would have been a lot for her. No, 90 seconds. She took 5 questions. The media wasted them all, of course. It was the first media availability, first questions from the press that she had taken in 19 days since announcing that Her Highness would run for president. And she did it so people would stop talking about her not taking questions. She had no answers for any of the questions, referred everything off to her staff, and then walked off. But it was this one that I found the most amusing. Will you be doing any interviews? Her Highness answered, I will do one before the end of the month. One? One. So Her Highness is deigned to allow the serfs to ask Her Highness questions one time before the end of the month. And you can only call her Her Highness because, I mean, she's never won a vote in a national election. Somehow she's the nominee. It's weird. Like all royalty, all sovereigns, she won her position through palace intrigue and thus does not have to answer to the serfs. And so she is not. She's not answering to the serfs. And it was clear that she heard Van Jones on CNN loud and clear. Look, when Van Jones speaks on CNN, you're hearing Obama, okay? He's Obama's acolyte. He's an Obama man. And he said, look, she is going to have to speak to the serfs at some point, if only to assure them that this is, in fact, a democracy.
I'm not mad that she's not doing 15 interviews a day, but it can't last. It's very important, and we can't, you know, make favorites. Anybody running for the top office needs to be as available as possible.
And she did, man. 90 seconds. 90 seconds. That's it. That's it. And then Her Highness flounced off to get on the plane. Can you imagine if this is the campaign when you're supposed to be on your best behavior? What is Her Highness going to be like as president?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New audio released by the Wall Street Journal and Fox News from the officers' body cams right after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And they are mad. Boy, are they angry. And here's what they say. How is there no one on the roof? I told, this is one of these officers, local Butler Township officer in the audio captured. I talked to the Secret Service guys. He says, I talked to them on Tuesday. They're like, yeah, no problem. We're going to post guys over here. I blanking told them they needed to post guys over here. I told them that blanking Tuesday, he said, talking about the roof. And they didn't. And he's shocked. And he's not just shocked, as he should be. He's angry. And when you look at the security lapses, as we have this week, I did a Battle on America podcast on it 2 days ago. They are shocking. You can only at some point come to the conclusion that this is not incompetence. This was done deliberately, the unsecuring and insecuring of the rally. But then we learn this. Here, I'm going to play this audio first Because this is the famous, now famous audio of this cop saying, look, I told the Secret Service, I told them on Tuesdays to secure the roof. They agreed they would.
I f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the Secret Service, I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
They didn't. Not only did they not post the guys, they didn't send the advance team that is always sent. The advance team responsible for what? Identifying the very thing he's talking about, places from which a sniper could shoot. The team also is responsible for drawing the perimeter. So what did they do? They drew the most deadly point outside the perimeter and walked away. And everything went down after that. But folks, stuff just got a lot more shocking. If you listen to my Battleground America podcast, and you should, you know the one I did alarmed back in April. Because I speak fluent FBI, and I know when something's wrong. And in April, the FBI put out a press release and did interviews. They badly, badly, badly wanted you to know that an Iranian assassin had arrived and would try to kill Trump and his inner circle. Okay, why would you tell the public that? Why would you tell the public, hey, we're trying to find him, you know, this Iranian assassin who's gonna kill Trump. Hello, us over here. We're the FBI looking for the Iranian assassin. Hope we find him. Everybody pay attention. Trump might die. That was April. And boy, that got my spidey sense going. Did a whole podcast on it. I said, watch this. Watch this. Now, this is broken overnight. Leaked documents you and I are not supposed to be able to see, but John Solomon got a hold of them, former reporter with thehill.com. He has his own website now. This assassin that we were told in the beginning of the week the FBI had caught and arrested, right? And then things got weird. He's a Pakistani who was believed to be sent to assassinate Trump by Iran. Okay, well, you start reading the news report and you realize something strange. Oh, wait, he wasn't arrested on Monday or Tuesday when the news broke. He was arrested July 12th. They've had him this whole time and they didn't say? Wait, what's the significance of July 12th? July 12th is the day before the Butler rally. What are the odds? Well, this whole thing got a lot weirder because John Solomon got a hold of internal documents, the reporter. How did Asif Raza Merchant get to America to assassinate Trump? Oh, this is scandalous. What, he go over the open border? Oh, no, 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 no. No, this is worse. He came here on a visa approved by the FBI. Wait a minute. The guy they arrested a month ago but didn't tell us about, the guy here, the assassin to kill Trump, was here on a visa approved by the FBI in a rarely used category called significant public benefit? It gets worse. He was on the terror watch list when the FBI approved the visa for him to come here. And what did they do? Well, according to the documents, they let him go. Even though he had just come from Iran. Subject was polite and cooperative throughout the encounter, the FBI interview memo reads. Yes, they actually interviewed him when he got here before turning him loose to travel wherever he wanted in the United States of America. You're not supposed to know this, folks. These are leaked documents. John Solomon writes, the memos add a new twist to the assassination plot that was uncovered before Trump was shot by 20-year-old American in Butler, and adds, oh, by the way, our intelligence agencies say this Iranian assassination plot was not connected. So let me get this straight. The FBI tells me in July a guy's here to assassinate Trump and they're looking for him. The FBI tells me in April that a guy's here to assassinate Trump and they're looking for him. Now I learn he's here because in April, they approved his visa to come and turned him loose, despite the fact that he's on the terror watch list and had just come from Iran. You couldn't make this up. This is like an episode of 24. The FBI declined to comment about the documents obtained by John Solomon at Just the News. It gets weirder. The immigration records from the arrival of the Trump assassin in Houston on April 13 clearly stated in bright red that he was flagged by the Department of Homeland Security database with the identifier watch list and denoted as a lookout qualified person of interest. And then they just turned him free, turned him loose, free to travel to desired destination. Now, agents who gave these documents to John Solomon compared it to Fast and Furious, where federal agents gave the Mexican cartels, illegally, by the way, the guns so they could watch where they went. Where did they go? To the cartels, who used them to kill a border agent. They make any arrests because of it? Nah. Folks, here's a question for you. Why would the FBI put it on blast in April that they are looking for an assassin who's here to kill Trump when they knew all that time where he was? Because they had him in custody because they brought him here on a visa and then they let him go. Why would you do that? That's why I did the Battleground America podcast on. I knew something was up. Why does the FBI want me to know this? Normally, you wouldn't tell anyone you were looking for him. You wouldn't let him know you knew he was here. Folks, this one's going to get weird. This one's going to get really, really weird. So we're supposed to believe they gave him a visa so he could come here, so they could watch him, and then they turn him loose. Again, when did he try to leave the country? July 12th. When was the Butler rally? July 13th. What was he here to do? He wasn't going to personally assassinate Trump. He was trying to hire somebody to assassinate Trump. Was that Thomas Crooks? Legit question. I mean, all the FBI does is lie. So you cannot believe anything they say. What is going on here? Highness deigned to lower herself to speak to her subjects yesterday for 90 seconds. Not a full 2 minutes, that would have been a lot for her. No, 90 seconds. She took 5 questions. The media wasted them all, of course. It was the first media availability, first questions from the press that she had taken in 19 days since announcing that Her Highness would run for president. And she did it so people would stop talking about her not taking questions. She had no answers for any of the questions, referred everything off to her staff, and then walked off. But it was this one that I found the most amusing. Will you be doing any interviews? Her Highness answered, I will do one before the end of the month. One? One. So Her Highness is deemed to allow the serfs to ask Her Highness questions one time before the end of the month. And you can only call her Her Highness because, I mean, she's never won a vote in a national election. And somehow she's the nominee. It's weird. But like all royalty, all sovereigns, she won her position through palace intrigue and thus does not have to answer to the serfs. And so she is not. She is not answering to the serfs. And it was clear that she heard Van Jones on CNN loud and clear. Look, when Van Jones speaks on CNN, you're hearing Obama, okay? He's Obama's acolyte. He's an Obama man. And he said, look, she is going to have to speak to the serfs at some point, if only to assure them that this is, in fact, a democracy.
I'm not mad that she's not doing 15 interviews a day, but it can't last. It's very important, and we can't, you know, make favorites. Anybody running for the top office needs to be as available as possible.
And she did, man. 90 seconds. 90 seconds. That's it. That's it. And then Her Highness flounced off to get on the plane. Can you imagine if this is the campaign when you're supposed to be on your best behavior? What is Her Highness going to be like as president?
Hello?
Highness deigned to lower herself to speak to her subjects yesterday for 90 seconds. Not a full 2 minutes, that would have been a lot for her. No, 90 seconds. She took 5 questions. The media wasted them all, of course. It was the first media availability, first questions from the press that she had taken in 19 days since announcing that Her Highness would run for president. And she did it so people would stop talking about her not taking questions. She had no answers for any of the questions, referred everything off to her staff, and then walked off. But it was this one that I found the most amusing. Will you be doing any interviews? Her Highness answered, I will do one before the end of the month. One? One. So Her Highness is deigned to allow the serfs to ask Her Highness questions one time before the end of the month. And you can only call her Her Highness because, I mean, she's never won a vote in a national election. Somehow she's the nominee. It's weird. Like all royalty, all sovereigns, she won her position through palace intrigue and thus does not have to answer to the serfs. And so she is not. She's not answering to the serfs. And it was clear that she heard Van Jones on CNN loud and clear. Look, when Van Jones speaks on CNN, you're hearing Obama, okay? He's Obama's acolyte. He's an Obama man. And he said, look, she is going to have to speak to the serfs at some point, if only to assure them that this is, in fact, a democracy.
I'm not mad that she's not doing 15 interviews a day, but it can't last. It's very important, and we can't, you know, make favorites. Anybody running for the top office needs to be as available as possible.
And she did, man. 90 seconds. 90 seconds. That's it. That's it. And then Her Highness flounced off to get on the plane. Can you imagine if this is the campaign when you're supposed to be on your best behavior? What is Her Highness going to be like as president?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.